Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Welcome to the jazzy sound.
Jazzy.
Of the Freak Show.
Hey.
Performing on clarinet.
Oh.
We have Meredith the Marauder.
That's my clarinet.
What was that? That's your clarinet?
Yeah, it's my clarinet.
Perform it on the saxophone. Oh. We have the one sounds of Davi the Disaster.
All right, Lisa Simpson over there.
For real. Welcome to Way Back Wednesday.
Yeah.
Jazzy Overtones. What up, though?
Hey. How y'all doing?
Oh,
you got a nice shirt on.
I got a nice shirt on.
Does that discern something's going on
when you're wearing a button-up?
Yeah, you probably got to talk to some people later.
No, I got to go to my daughter's 8th grade graduation.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, I got to go to that. And she actually, it was funny. Yesterday she said, Daddy, I'm going to cry. I didn't think I was going to cry, but like me and my friends, we were saying goodbye to each other because we're going to see each other for the last time tomorrow. She's like, I'm going to cry. I'm like, well, 8th grade is like, you know, the culmination of 8th grade is a big deal. And she's like, well, is it? I'm like, yo, like when I was in 8th grade, you got to realize you had some people going to the school everybody was going to.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then other friends who was going like other places. And you realize things ain't the same after that day. She's like, I know, we just figured it out.
I know. Yeah.
They were doing yearbooks yesterday. She's like, a lot of people were professing their love to people. And she's like, it was too late.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's like, we're leaving tomorrow.
I know.
Especially since she goes to a smaller school. Also, I'm sure there's a couple teachers that she likes that she's not going to see anymore.
Yeah.
It plays. It's
going to change the whole game, man. It's like She did, when she got home, she's like, after the emotion, she said, Dad, this is the last day. Today was the last day that I got to wear a school uniform.
Ooh, that's the best.
Because tomorrow is graduation, and after that, I never have to put on this uniform again.
That's true.
For 8 years, I've been wearing this uniform. I'm like, trust me, I know your struggles.
Yes.
Because I used to wear them powder blue shirts and them navy blue pants for 8 straight years.
And then you have a couple friends that are going to different schools for whatever reason, and then you're like, damn, you're leaving us?
Yeah.
For real. Like, everybody's headed out to somewhere else. So it's like this whole crew of friends that's been together since, like, first grade are now having to go somewhere else and make new friends.
There's also the shock of leaving eighth grade and then starting off as a freshman.
That's true.
It being, like, the bottom
school. Yeah. And it was funny, too, because she said, Daddy, I checked my grades. And I was like, okay, because she got, like, a C. And she got a D, last semester.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that algebra grade, I was like, I got her a tutor.
Yep.
And she started buckling down. So she's like, Daddy, I got 4 A's and all the rest B's.
Oh, okay.
And
she turned
it
around.
So I was like, so the algebra grade is B? She's like, it's a B.
That's
a good way to close out the year.
Yeah
so she doubled back up. So, it's going to be a good day today. I'm going to have her, I'm going to try and get some video of
her
crying.
That's exciting.
I can use this blackmail money. We had corporate in the building yesterday. We go to lunch, and Justin, who heads our programming for the company, is listening to Glorilla while we were listening to Babs while we driving. He's like, love this song. And I looked up at him. I'm like, yeah, he's lying. And he's like, no, man. He's like, you know, that's like Scott Buchetta's Big Machine. They're involved with this record. He's like, when I first heard it, I was like, man, the crowd is just going to love this. I'm like, what? You riding around Naples listening to Glorilla?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Let's go.
Yeah. That was funny. All right. So apparently this guy is taking advantage of the weirdest type of development in medicine. It's tech mogul Brian Johnson. He's 45 years old, but when you look at the photograph, he's standing next to his dad, 70-year-old dad, and his 17-year-old son. He looks young as hell. Like, look at this photo of him standing next to his son.
Wow. Yeah.
And he's 45 and his son's 18.
Wow. He's been dropping a bag on that anti-aging.
But this is crazy, though. Like, I didn't know this was a possibility. I don't know if we're getting riskier or if medicine is just getting better, because he's basically accepting plasma donations from his 70-year-old dad and his 17-year-old son. And they pretty much take the blood, the collections, and then they rejuvenate the blood and then put it back into him.
That's a lot of work.
It's a lot. It's crazy because he says the doctor says he's reversed his overall biological age by like 5 years.
Holy yeah, crap. He spends about $2 million a year on this.
What?
Just to not age.
Yeah, I mean, anti-aging is like a sector of medicine that's really been evolving as of late. But right now, it's like for the super rich and people that can do like blood plate replacements and all of these super expensive therapies.
The elite.
So yeah. Here's how they do it. All three of them undergo a transfusion at this clinic. And then dad and the son have a liter of their blood removed. Ugh. And then convert it. That's
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The 70-year-old and the 17-year-old, they have their blood, you know, removed and converted. And then they feed that into Brian Johnson, this 45-year-old man's veins, and it rejuvenates and repairs his cellular damage brought on by the aging process, pretty much knocking him down a few years. So in the 2 years that they've been doing this, he is pretty much...
That's pretty cool.
Going from 45 to 40.
So this guy is kind of like on the forefront of it, but they say that there's a lot of those like billionaires and like elite people that are obsessed with this, with like the anti-aging, the thought of like immortality, living forever, or just slowing down Mother Nature.
We will spend so much money on losing weight or staying young. That's just what
this
it is.
This dude's also like a fitness nut.
Yeah, it seems like he's very fit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's like a workout 7 days a week, 5 a.m. up type of cryotherapy, anything he could get his hands on.
It says his heart is 37 years old now. His skin, he has a skin of a 28-year-old.
Oh, damn.
And he has the lung capacity and fitness of an 18-year-old.
And he's vegan.
And he's vegan?
And he's vegan.
Oh, man, now you're just messing with us.
Is
now.
He single? Stop it. Somebody want to know. Is he single?
All right, it is your freak show. Wild 94.1 Bay's party station. All right, the headline hit like 2 days ago, and I sat it on my desk, and then yesterday when I had some time, I started looking into it because it was very misleading. It said 70% of Americans have cheated at a bachelor or bachelorette party.
Whoa.
You hear the number?
That's
70?
Yeah.
No one ever getting to go to another one.
Nobody
again.
Will ever be able to leave a house ever again. But this, when you look at what they consider, they surveyed 6,000 people, first of all. So this looked like it had a lot of bite to it. But when they define cheating, it ranges from flirting, getting a lap dance.
Well,
like that's 33% right there with the getting a lap dance, flirts, and people who are downloading dating or questionable apps during the party. That number is factored in too.
That's weird.
So, you know, the fact is there, because these are areas like Vermont, Maine, like the Delaware. These are like places where the cheating is high, but they consider cheat. I mean, come on, we're Tampa Bay.
Tampa is, right. No. Yeah, it's totally
getting a lap
here.
Dance isn't going to be
flirting.
Considered.
Flirting?
Wait a minute.
Flirting
Hold
is not going to be considered cheating
flirting
either.
Flirting isn't, but a lot of people consider lap dancing, touching somebody else, somebody's nude
not
on top of you.
Not at a bachelor party.
Yes.
You wouldn't put that under the umbrella of cheating.
No, you would not.
Y'all need to step back for a second. A lot of people do. A lot of my girlfriends actually do.
If you go to a bachelor party and get a dance from somebody at the bachelor party, that's not cheating. That's doing what you went to do.
No. Is she basically nude on top of you?
That's...
Are you touching a nude woman?
No.
There you go.
No.
Yeah, you basically are.
You're not touching a nude
you
woman.
Are.
You're participating in what you went to do.
Okay.
Like, I'm just saying, listen, I'm not making an excuse for the people, but I'm saying when you talk about cheating,
yes,
we know what cheating is.
Right.
And cheating is...
We thought we knew.
Right. I mean, I'm trying to help
apparently.
You guys.
But I mean, like, you know, it's turning your back on your partner.
Mm-hmm.
It's you know, breaking your bond.
Yeah.
Stepping out.
Stepping out, however you want to call it. You're not flirting with a waitress.
Flirting
with a bartender.
Flirting with a bartender or whatever, or a lap dance happening, and you, I mean, you're getting it in front of everybody. It's not like you're in a private.
You could be in a private area. You could go to the VIP.
No, but you know what I mean.
No.
Like, if you're cheating, you in, like, you. Come
mm-hmm,
on.
Mm-hmm.
This is just, it's cap.
It's not the same.
It's not the same. The 70% is all bunk. Like, I mean, of course it has, okay, you know, people admit to sleeping with somebody else, blah, blah, blah,
right.
blah.
Right.
And in certain states, yeah, that would be the
maybe,
number. So that number goes
jaded.
Down.
We're jaded.
That's my point.
We're so
You're
comfortable
Tampa.
In the strip clubs.
Yes.
And we look at it as such like a regular thing.
Right.
It is a regular thing.
No,
I
it's
know,
not.
Maybe Middle America disagrees.
And somebody from Middle America, like a Jacksonville area, and I've been to Middle America.
Jacksonville is not Middle America.
I have traveled.
We're talking about Iowa.
America.
We're talking about Iowa and all that, like, weird places. Kansas. Kansas is different.
Tampa is different. Me moving here and realizing how many strip clubs and how you guys would just go to a strip club after the club and it was just normal is quite shocking.
But that is normal.
It's not normal.
It, because the strip club is like a club now.
To Tampa.
You go to Penthouse, you don't even think you're in a nude club.
That's not true. Not
I'm telling you. How when was the last time you've been in Penthouse?
Maybe like a year ago.
You walk in Penthouse Friday night.
Right.
You and Anthony get a sitter and walk into Penthouse. You're not going to feel like you're at a strip club.
I do. I don't know what to, you cannot change my mind about this. I know I'm going to go see naked women, and that's okay with me. But
They ain't even that naked.
Yes, they are.
They
have
not.
No top on. They have a G-string on. That's naked.
That's not naked.
Oh, my God.
That's not naked. I mean, you can go some places up in Pasco and they naked. You can go someplace without liquor and they naked. But you go to Penthouse or the Dollhouse, they ain't naked, and it's more of a bar than a strip club.
It doesn't bother me. My point is that I understand other people's opinion thinking that getting a lap dance is cheating. You're having somebody nude, and you're touching somebody else.
At 786 says, a lap dance is not cheating. If so, everyone that goes to a strip club is a cheater.
And that's your opinion, but a lot of women think differently.
Everyone that goes doesn't get a lap dance, I'll say that.
Right.
You know, for real.
That's a kind of not even the majority of people do.
Right.
I would say. But, you know, I think you kind of opened my eyes to it a little bit, how somebody could perceive that. Somebody that's not as comfortable and it isn't such like a normal thing. When I went to Costa Rica, I took one of my cousins to strip club and he had never been before.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, my goodness.
God, yeah.
I ain't never been to one of these before.
He was walking around showing him around.
Yeah. Like, this is how you tip. This is how you throw the money.
Yeah.
Don't get the drink. They'll get it for you. Yeah.
And we got a text in and says, lap dances is cheating. I don't want my girl grabbing up on some dude, so why should I be allowed to have a girl on top of me? That's my point, is I get it. It totally makes sense to me. The math is mathin' when it comes to this.
I didn't know that a reverend was listening to
us. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, come on, welcome to Tampa.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.